Quinn, I know we revisit this all the time, but Gordon tonight had a career high 39 points. How special of a season is he having?
Well, a special one. You know, I think, and people, you know, here know it. That's why they're, you know, they got billboards of him going up apparently. So, you know, I think he's being rewarded for, you know, the investment. He's got his heart, his whole heart is in. He's all in, you know, and, you know, you're not going to play well every night. But particularly down the stretch, this is one of those games where, you know, it was hard to get a stop. I mean, there, and for him to answer and answer and answer at those crucial times, it was a different type of win for us. And there's been a couple times this year he's done that, and tonight it was really, it stood out.
Quinn, it's probably fair to say that you weren't particularly happy with the defense tonight. You know, what happened there, and especially with sending them to the foul line 28 times?
Well, you know, I think we were ready to play. We weren't as physical as we needed to be late in the game. We were on our heels. They were the aggressor, and we fouled. And I don't think Rudy ever quite got back into it with the foul trouble. I'd rather focus on how efficient we were on offense, to be honest with you. I feel like we know what we need to do defensively. A lot of what happened tonight was Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins. I mean, there were some possessions I felt like we did a good job, and they're hard to guard. And, you know, again, the free throw line early, but then those guys are, you know, they're talented offensive players, and they get going, and it's hard to stop them. But I was pleased with the way we answered on the other end. You know, we were a little sloppy at times, but the ball, you know, guys were looking for each other, and, you know, between Joe and Gordon, you know, they were very good offensively.
Yeah. Coach, first game back for Derek Favors after a while. You said pregame you just wanted to see him play. He certainly did that. What did you think of him, and what does it mean for you guys going forward?
Well, it's kind of what we talked about, in that you didn't, you know, I don't think you could have scripted that game out, you know, that he's going to play. Rudy's going to get in foul trouble, then he's going to play some more. Then we don't win tonight without Derek, flat out. If we have one of our, like, you know, 2-3 starter out games, this was a 1 starter out game. And, you know, Derek played, and we don't win tonight without him. No question that is a loss without Derek Favors. So great to have him back. And he's going to keep getting better and getting stronger, and it's good to have him back.
Quinn, when you say it's a different win for different kind of win for you guys, and could you explain that a little bit?
I mean, well, I think, you know, when we've talked about getting stops, and, you know, we weren't able to get stops, so we had to be able to score on the other end. And I just felt like our team really wanted the win. We just took a little different path to get there. It's you know, it's not. I don't have to say that. It's okay that they scored, but they're good. I mean, I think sometimes we can, you know, half empty or half full. And to me, this is half full with what we were able to do on the offensive end. And again, we fouled. We did some things that we weren't as disciplined defensively, and then they made us pay. But the way we executed on the other end, you know, gave us the win. And, you know, I can be disappointed with the defense, but I'm probably even more pleased with the fact that it wasn't just that we scored, it was the way that we executed at the end of the game, and Gordon in particular. Okay.
Sorry. Quinn, you have 3 more games remaining in the regular season. Anything in mind that you have goal-wise moving forward here?
We want to be healthy. We want to be playing well. We want to get the 4th seed. We want to be at home court. What else? And all those things are interrelated, so they're going to take care of themselves. The biggest thing is what I've said before. I just want to be playing well. I want to be healthy and playing well. And however that evolves, if we're the 6th seed, frankly, that's okay with me too. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. If we're the 6th seed, the 5th seed, the 4th seed, you know, it's been 7 years since we've won a playoff game, you know, and that's we're going into it trying to be in the best position to win the playoffs. So whatever we have to do, you know, to be ready to go, that's my goal.